Shayna Rose, in true Shayna fashion, as you are driving to High Point last month, you have how many hours in your car? And of course, I start getting the string of short little email ideas that we were going to chop through on this podcast. And one of the 12 that you sent me simply said, pay to play. So what the hell are you talking about? Inform us.
I'm driving, right? So only a few words I feel is safe to dish out. So it's more of like a seed that's like, ah, this is going to remind you of what you were thinking about in these few minutes or however long it took. That'd be funny to look at how many minutes between the next thought.
They were rapid fire. They were rapid fire.
Wow. So I was like really thinking about these things quickly, but it's funny because then we debriefed and I guess the ones that stuck were the ones that I actually thought about for a long while. So I must have been like rapid fire and then, okay, here's a mind sesh for myself.
Okay. And this one made the cut. So pay to play.
This one made the cut along with opportunity, along with here we go. You're going to go create your own opportunity. Like I'm pepping myself up.
Yeah.
Also, because you and I both know, but now everyone's going to know, we're doing a very high level of investing inside of our own company foundation.
Oh, yeah. Stop. I'll start crying.
All of the costly lessons of hiring
cha-ching.
And training
cha-ching.
And company overturns
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
And 2 week notices and growth and
cha-ching.
Shall I digress?
It's bleeding us dry.
Human error, accountability.
Technology, did you say that?
Oh, God, bugs. Cha-ching, ching, 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 ching.
Like, dollar signs are popping up on the screen right now.
Yes, so a new foundation for myself in managing the finances. If there was one thing I would ever love to relinquish in my life would be to not have to worry about the money and just creative and strategy and all the things and delegate that bad boy 100%.
You know what, though? You're always going to want that final, but as a checks and balance, not as a true responsibility.
Yes, final or knowledge. I just mean like big corporate picture. There's hundreds of employees. We're up there leading the show. I don't like someone else.
Yeah.
Some venture capitalist guru guy worries about investors' monies. I don't want to be that. Just let me know what budget I have. Sure, I can control that. I don't want to worry about the rest. Okay. So anywho, pay to play mentality. I'm continuing the pep talk in my head. So we're going to go make our own opportunity. We're doing all this investing, but it's all worth it. And we're ready to push to the next level. And this is where my brain is going inside it. For ourselves. But it's all necessary. It's all required. This is why people buy a franchise, because there's value in the documentation, the creation of strategies, in everything that is involved that is not billable until you truly bring that foundation. Then, of course, yes, there's always enhancement. I mean, Luann's episode where she was going on about how her first company was that franchise, and she was given everything and all the foundation, but of course they were always enhancing and tweaking and working on it.
Okay, so we're 5 minutes and 37 seconds in, not that I'm counting. And you have yet to actually define pay to play. So let me play my role, do a little translation here, because I know what it means to you. But really, I think if I was trying to like boil it down to a little sound nugget, you're just saying, in business, as a business owner, as a growing business, you are always going to have to invest back into this sucker. And I think that's one of those hard truths that many business owners, especially early in the journey, probably don't want to hear, because they're like, oh, at some point, it's going to taper off. If I do this now, I won't have to do it again. And you're saying to play this game, you got to pay.
Yeah.
And continue to invest.
Yes, thank you, Evelyn, who always knows how to take us out of the abyss and center us in.
No problem. It's what I'm here for.
But yes, my brain is spiraling all over the place. And so when I'm spiraling, we often do this exercise in the live that we're doing now, which is, this is what I'm talking about. But yes, and there's different levels. And in the beginning, it's the heaviest, at least in our experience. That's what it is.
And especially now, knowing what we know and trying to help these designers do things in the quote unquote right order, helping people get their ducks in a row first rather than trying to wrangle the ducks later. I think up front, it's going to feel a little bit heavy because you're doing all this work that sets you up long term for success and to spend less later down the line.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I know what it's felt like for us financially. Now we're talking about the money. I think this conversation is really just turning into a money conversation at this point.
Cha-ching.
Sorry, I just really like doing that. I just love it. And how this bad boy, if you're self-investing, how this could feel, or our perspective of that and our experience, even though you would have thought I would have learned from round one, but realistically, we've never gotten, I think the turning point for us when we got to about like 20 employees, we started feeling a very massive shift of issues. And I never got there in company one. So it was a new one that happened in company two. And so now we have all these lessons that now that we're a company of like, what, 30?
Mm-hmm. We have 42 company emails, but I feel like there's a couple in there that are duplicates.
Yeah, 100%. I think we're closer to the 30 mark right now.
We should really know this.
Yeah, we really should.
Don't judge us, people.
We're just consistently hiring. It's not about that. It's right now we're so focused on the foundation, but now that we are growing and while we've rectified and document and created new leadership, new documentation of processes and refined processes, now that we're 30, now I'm like, I feel like we're ready to go.
Right.
This strategy, I don't know. My assumption is, though, that this strategy would comfortably, if all the leaders work out, but the leader roles are defined. So it doesn't even matter if the people don't work out. There's swap in that.
Yep. And the foundation is built. So moving someone into that role becomes easier than really trying to forge that role.
Right. Now I'm curious what you think. I'm thinking that we could double with the new strategy structure. We've nearly just over doubled our executive leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for when we get to 60.
We hit it again.
Yeah, but I know the anticipation of what it is, though.
Right.
The anticipation of what that is now duplicating the harder roles, which is myself and you. But that's a different conversation.
Totally. So to answer your question, because you said now you want to know what I think. Personally, if I was sitting around all day twiddling my thumbs and I could really put my time into one more thing to make us fully ready, I think there's one more layer of our training process that could get even stronger before I say, yeah, we could double staff size at this growth marker.
Yeah. All of the existing strategies, all the buses that are moving right now reach their end destination equals 60.
Yeah. The foundation will expand again. And that's the thing, like going back to pay to play, we're helping interior designers every day set their foundation up front. Get this foundation in place. We know how much it's going to help you as you grow. This is so much of what we stand by. Just remember, though, as you continue to grow, that foundation will have to expand again. There's going to be a new initiatives. You're going to return back. You're going to reiterate on things or have a whole new area to explore and document as new jobs are created in your company. So yes, we're setting the foundation as a foundation for the foundations to come. And that's what I think in that pay to play. Some people would be a little bit, I don't know, disappointed to hear like, wait, we're going to do this again. Yeah, you are. Realistic expectations are the key to happiness. You're going to have to come back to this, but you're going to be so glad your foundation is set from a strong place rather than coming back and fixing it, crumbling later down the line.
Yeah. So let's talk about the money buckets of this, the investment, the payout part.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, you have three simple categories, let's just say. You have your assistant support for your internal projects,
mm-hmm.
your active projects. That's a better way of saying it.
Yep.
You have your marketing bucket for your recurring marketing systems that are going on. And then, to no surprise, jing, 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 you have your foundation, which in the beginning, let's all not lie, we have basically none of. Year one, typically in that solar perspective, maybe I'll give it that you have 10% tops if you're really someone who busted butt or did a coaching program and you have welcome packets and a bunch of these informational deliverables, questionnaires, email templates. There is some of that, like, okay, yes.
Yep.
But in terms of creating a process from the first time or you possibly get an inquiry from all the various channels, all the way down through your closeout, review, care kit, gift, whatever the heck you're doing at the end.
Request a review, put a bow on it.
The whole thing. And that thing I counted for one of the clients that we're working on right now. We gave her, it's at 80% now. That's how I delivered it. And we rapid fire. I mean, we put, whew,
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
And, you know, this is our client. We love her. Mm-hmm. I adore her. She put her faith and trust in us in very early days. We're going to do a whole series. We've talked about Hannah before. But we're going to do a whole series with her at some point once we put a bow, finally, on her stuff as well. I don't even know, 5 hours, 7 hours, who knows where she started.
I would be so interested to look back, yeah.
50 to 80 hours now we're operating for her, we're closing jobs, we're doing the whole process. I give this to her to start reading through, making comments on, really ensuring she's absorbing it, finding the gaps. And I think we counted 83 pages of documentation.
Yeah.
The thing's a monster. And no longer will we have to worry about overturn. I'm over it. Yeah. I am just simply over it. I'm here for growth, and it never felt bad putting people onto a team for a growing team because both people feel like they're winning.
That's what we're here for. That's the picture of success. Yeah.
Yeah. Both sides feel like they're winning. But in this chaotic year that she also had many, many shifts going on, we both felt it. And I also felt, as you know, that we needed to take accountability.
Yep.
And even though I didn't know what I know now, she's been with us for so long, I just felt like we owed it to her to put that investment in. So yes, it's been heavy for us. It's been heavy for some levels of accountability of repair. And now you guys will get the gift, everyone listening, for how to save some time, possibly years of life, gray hairs, all the things, or to really slowly invest in this foundation and really mean that. I mean that wholeheartedly.
Right.
Are you an interior designer with a burning question or a business challenge you just can't crack? We want to hear from you. You can now leave us a voicemail with your question at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the show notes of this episode for a direct link.
No question is too big or too small, whether it's about your clients, business growth, or the creative process. Your question could be featured on an upcoming episode and you'll get real, actionable advice. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free one-on-one strategy session.
So don't be shy. Hit that voicemail link, share what's on your mind, and let's tackle it together. We can't wait to hear from you. As soon as you're profitable, you are investing on a consistent way into the business. It needs to be a financial bucket.
Totally. And what that will allow is that instead of cha-ching, 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 we're working on 83 pages right now because it's crucial, is as these processes are developed, they're being documented in time so that you don't have this massive project down the line of going back and wringing your brain for how all these things have been going. As they are created, they are documented so that as they are perfected, they can be tweaked. And as they are evolved, it can grow and it will become 83 fabulous pages over the course of your business journey, as opposed to the weight of how it feels, which we can speak to because we've just been going through it on behalf of a client. When you need it and you need it now, it's not what we want for you.
Yeah, think about this. I mean, we talked about this, me and Hannah. She was like, so what's the strategy? And I actually love that she asked this. She was actually trying to think how many pages a day, and we were kind of calculating time and even thinking about 80 pages or whatever the case may be. you're really talking 3 months to commit to a page a day reading through. And just to remind anyone out there who hasn't seen a system of procedure, a page has a bunch of links on it that are redirecting you to open another page. So you might be looking and reviewing 5 actual pages on one page because you're getting linked to an email template,
a screen recording of how those invoices get sent or whatever it is, a true how-to, a true training document that if some rando came into your business, which work with 40biz and they'll never be a rando, but you know what I mean? A total rando comes into your business and they could actually take something off your plate on day one. That's what this document needs to be.
Yeah. Even if it took them a little slower because they're using this thing as a checklist, who freaking cares if it gets done and it gets done correctly
and not by you?
Little bit of here's 10 minutes deduction off your time log. Thanks. It's perfect. Let me just shave a little time because you're going to get faster once you don't have to read the manual as you're executing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the logic. But let's think about it. It took us between 73 and 125 hours. I don't truly know it. We can really carve it back. I just know that I gifted her like 76 hours. So anywho, we flew through that. I would say that's us flying for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos, but we knew her business. That's the differential. We didn't need her at all to get it to that.
Right.
So that's 3 months, 73 to 125 hours, somewhere in this, no meeting, so no extra time for us to actually learn the business. Now it's going to be 3 months if she can commit to a page a day to review and comment. And then if we consistently followed exactly what she was doing, another 3 months to go in, read her comments, and refine and enhance from there. And that was us flying in those 3 months, a huge chunk of hours. So if anyone wants to convert, I mean, we could do that now if you were really coming to work with us and committing an hour a week simply to working with the executive team to support this level of documentation. So that's 48 hours in a year. So on the high side, that is taking us 2.5 years to fully document your business, plus another half year to do a review and a hint. That's 3 years if you invested 1 hour a week to building a business. And you know what? Hell yeah, 3 years. Because if I freaking knew that, we would have cut out 2 years.
Right.
We would have cut and saved 2 years if I knew that now.
Let our learning curve be your launch pad.
Oh, that would have followed our growth trajectory to the point that when we hit 20, we never would have had this kind of blimp of 2025. Truly was a test of all tests. I mean, would you agree? You said to me on a call, you were like, honestly, I don't think it could get worse. I mean, there were a lot of things going on. I can't remember what you were actually trying to probe for, but it was just like, this is the most you've ever dealt with.
We hit this critical point where the number of clients, that of course client satisfaction is always going to come number 1, 2, and 3 for us, but so is our team. Number 1, 2, and 3, we put equal priority. And it just came to this point where our growth in clients and our growth in employees made it such that it wasn't even 1 or 2 jobs anymore to make sure everyone that needed checking in on was being checked in on. Everyone that needed follow-up was being followed up with. Everyone who needed to be trained was getting trained well. And we just had this moment where it was like, oh, okay.
Yep. And we had to go from 2 to 6,
yeah.
2 to 6 in terms of leadership structure.
Checking in.
Which spiraled my brain. I mean, I changed that bad boy strategy before it was even fully executed, maybe genuinely 3 times.
Yeah.
It kept me to like, do a dump, get it out there. Okay, wait, I'm going to refine that dump. This person didn't work. Absolutely not. See you later. And learn something from that. It only took me 2 weeks to identify that shift. And then I was like, okay, restructure. Then I'm looking internally, really analyzing who we have, challenging my thought process for who these roles were and what they were doing. And then We had the conversations with the right people, brought people up from under very quickly, some big jumps happening.
Yep.
And now we're executing. We're through our 80% full documentation, training and bringing people in, and we'll never go through this again. I say hallelujah.
Yep.
So if you're watching the video, I'm literally over here physically actually pulling my hair out while I'm talking about this.
It's physiological.
I'm embodying it. Yeah. But I just mean it so hardcore. 3 years, if you haven't done this in your early days, holy moly, invest right now in the foundation of your business.
Do it a piece at a time.
Even before you're not ready to invest financially, invest in your time. That's milestone one. Milestone one is investing the pay-to-play mentality for you and your time. That's you are the marketing vessel. You are the person who can start creating processes, creating deliverables. It starts there. Then business is profitable. Yay. Congratulations. You're a real business. And your capacity is filling. Now, trigger point, you're ready to financially invest in your business. And personally, I would invest in the foundation of the business before I dropped that marketing bucket foundation, because you yourself are the marketing vessel.
Right.
So that's already happening with you and yourself and your time. So money goes into foundation. And if you're working with us, it really is that hour a week, $700 monthly commitment to the foundation of your business, and you yourself also committing an hour a week to your business. If that's really all you stay at, 3 years is just the system of procedure. You're missing tons of other foundational builds. But even still, if you kept that pace, 6 years, they say, is what a successful startup is. I guarantee if we really carved out all the other foundation, it probably, if you just committed to 4 hours a month of foundational work at $700 in 6 years, you would build an entire business with the information and knowledge we know to bring you through this process. If you're considering buying a franchise for whatever the heck it costs, I'm sure it's way lesser to develop a unique business surrounded around your brain and your strengths and weaknesses and how you want to operate things for $700 a month for 6 years. You have a business.
And how many designers have come to us? Now I actually want to know the answer. Come back to us on a future episode. I'll drop it there. But how many designers have come to us from a franchise being like, I have finally escaped and I'm ready to do this myself? I have a few off the top of my head and I know there's more. So create your business, not someone else's. Just commit to it. Pay to play, in Shayna's language, with your own time, with the investment that's comfortable for you and your profit margin right now. You'll only continue to grow and evolve, which will allow you to put pedal to the metal a little bit more. But today's the day to start, because it only gets harder the more information that's in your brain and doesn't exist anywhere else.
Yeah. And I'm going to end this on, it all comes down to the money. So if you don't have a good bookkeeper, you don't have a good accountant or fractional CFO, and you don't know how to perform this exercise on how do I create an allowance, a monthly consistent allowance for the foundation of my business confidently, and that I know I can support it and also pay my bills for everything that I need, then you're going to just come work with me for a few hours. It takes anywhere between 2 and 4 hours for us to define this. The 2 hour side is if you come prepared with deliverables that I'll need. The 4 hour side is you do not, and you do not know how to collect the information that I'm asking for, and we execute it together. So you have the skills that you need to give us the data that allows us to make this educated decision. So come to us. We would love to work with you.
Yep. And we want it to feel like this. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Not like, oh my God, cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching, cha-ching.
Because you know what you're laying out, you know what it's getting you, and you know what that strategy is and what your vision of success is. That's what we want for you.
We've reached the end of today's episode. If you're in the thick of building your business, remember, investing in your foundation, whether it's your time, your money, or your energy, isn't just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process that sets you up for real sustainable growth. Even when it feels heavy, you're laying the groundwork for everything that's to come.
Wherever you are on your journey, whether you're just getting started, growing your team, or fine-tuning your systems, remember, every step you take to document, train, and build your processes is an investment in your future. The effort you put in today will make things so much smoother and less stressful for you down the line.
If you want more practical resources and strategies for building your design business foundation, be sure to join our email list at fordesignerbusiness.com/subscribe. We'll send you actionable ideas and tools straight to your inbox.
If you're ready to get serious about your business systems, or you just want to talk through your next steps, schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes.
We're here for you anytime you want to vent, ask a question, or talk through challenges you're facing. Just leave us a quick voicemail at the link in our show notes for this episode, and you just might hear your question featured in a future episode.
One more thing. If you're enjoying the show, please take a moment to help us reach more designers by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. And if you want to go one step further in helping us grow this community of interior designers just like you, be sure to share this podcast with a fellow designer who's ready to take their business to the next level.
Remember, investing in your business is a journey, not a destination. We're cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.